Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And when this was trending on TikTok, I immediately was like, huh, let me investigate what this is all about.
I got one of them.
I used to weigh 30 more pounds than I do right now. I've been able to keep the weight off for about 2 years now, and I'm going to teach you how I did it.
I'm like, all right, yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Teach me. Sign me up.
Literally, all you need is a treadmill. You put it on an incline of 12, a speed of 3, and for 30 minutes, as many times as you can a week. I do it about 5.
Yep. And I was like, wait a minute.
An incline of 12 doesn't sound like much, but when you're standing on top of it, I'm guessing it's going to feel like it's got a quite bit more impact.
So it's the 12-3-30. That's
okay.
What it's called, the 12-3-30. And she says this.
Plus, I feel like I look snatched, and this is like all I do. And I look forward to it. It's my me time.
I was like, wait a minute. I want me time. I also would like to look snatched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know what snatched meant. But
snatched means when your waist is like tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That
All
sounds
right.
cool.
And I was like,
I'll take some of that.
I haven't been on a treadmill in over a year since I blew out my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this and I was like, this girl just gave me some motivation to get back on the treadmill that I stare at and walk past every single day. Right.
Right. Well, it is in the middle of your living room.
It's true. So I was like, all right, let's do this. I get on the treadmill for the first time in a year, and I'm like, 12-3-30, let's go. All right, let's go. Start. Whoa, whoa, okay. Oh, yep, on the treadmill. First thing we do, we're going to bring it to a 3.
Oh, boy.
All right, that feels good. Easy enough. Now, we're going to bring the incline to a 12.
I mean, you already sound like you're breathing faster.
Whoa. Oh, hold on. 12.5. No, come down. Come down. Oh, let's not get crazy here. Okay. All right, we're 40 seconds in. We're rocking and rolling. I was pretty confident at that point.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I mean, I was like, I could do this. Like, this isn't so bad. Like, I'm not walking that fast.
And sure.
It's like kind of walking up a hill. Like, sure, I'd rather do this than run.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 7 minutes in. It's a little bit more difficult than I thought. It's definitely a lot more difficult than I thought.
I mean, congratulations on making 7 minutes and sounding like that, because honestly, I thought it was going to be like, all right, we're 90 seconds in and I got to bring down the incline.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My thighs burn. All right, we're going to bring the incline down. Yeah. That was time to bring the incline down.
At 7 minutes, was that still at 7 minutes or was it a minute or two after?
It was like 20 seconds after 7 minutes. So it was like 7:30. I was like, oh, wait a minute. My thighs. And then you start thinking about like maybe this is too much for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm burning something, right?
We're going to bring it back to just a steady incline of 0. We'll just keep the speed of 3. Got to start somewhere.
You know, they'd really be onto something if they made the treadmill that had a reverse incline that made you go downhills. That would be great, too, right?
I lasted 12 minutes. 12 minutes, and I have to say, for not being on a treadmill for a year and trying to do it, not so bad. But I kind of into like the 12-3-30.
Mm.
I haven't succeeded at it yet.
Right.
But I'm willing to give it another try in another month or two.